Guys, I took the red pill a long time ago, and the only way to win feminism is to go MGTOW, is to go, is men going their own way. To be separate for women. Feminism is killing our society, is destroying our culture, is destroying the family union. Feminism just killing our way of life that we were used to like 40 and 50 and 30 and 40 years ago. Like every time you go to a woman in Israel, she thinks you are going to rape her. Every time you want to contact with a woman, she say, oh, you are toxic, you are sexual harassing me. They think those women, we can allow fat acceptance, and they can be fat and look like an elephant, and that we love them as they are. No, nothing of it will happen. I say one thing, we need to be all the men united. We need all the men. We need a Telegram group. Someone need to open a Telegram group for all the men around the world that are right wing, that believe that feminism is a bad thing, is bad thing for our culture, is destroying the family union, there is no father and mother anymore, there is no family anymore, everything is destroyed, marriage is destroying, you can't be an alpha male anymore, you can't be a man, you can't act like a man. They are trying to, like, how it's called in English, it's like a rape. I feel like men are being raped. They want, like, that we will not use what we have in the pants anymore, that we will not be a man anymore. That's what they want. They want us to be feminine and not manly. That's what they want. They want to lower our testosterone. That's what they want. Those feminists and all those gay parades and all those rainbow they put and all these toxic things, feminism and gays and all these things, they will destroy our culture, our manly culture, and to like take the men out of us, make us weak, make us feminine. So the only thing, we need to be united. We need a Telegram group that we will make all the men around the world united, the big Telegram group. And if we will have more and more people, and we will spread our way of life, that we are going MGTOW, that we are going our own way, and we don't want any serious thing with women, because the women are so toxic nowadays, and they want so much from the men. Women nowadays want so much from the men, and we can't give what they want. They want everything. They want good-looking men, they want a rich man, they want a tall man, they want a single man, they want, like, everything they want. Famous, looking good, six-packs, muscles, they want everything, those women. Everything. What they give in return? Nothing. They say, I'm fat, I look like an elephant, I'm short, I'm ugly, and I want a guy that looks like 8 out of 10. Why you should get a guy that looks like 8 out of 10 if you look like an elephant from the zoo? It doesn't make sense. It doesn't make sense, guys. It doesn't make sense. And that's what's going on in Israel. We live in hell. We live in hell in Israel. It's the most feminist country in the world. It's an Arab feminist country. The women here are cursing men, are hitting men. The women in Israel are cursing men, hitting men, talking a bad way to men. They are toxic to men. They hate men. The women in Israel hate men. That's what men are going through in Israel. We are being hunted by the feminists. Every man that is strong, that is of a high value, they hunt him. They say he raped them. They say he sexual harassment them. They say he convicted on them any crime, that he hit them. False accusations everywhere in the police in Israel. Every woman, you say something not nice to her, she goes to the police and make a false accusation on you. That's what's going on in Israel. It's like you can't be a man in Israel. I really want to go out. I really want to go out from here and go to the United States of America, to the South, maybe Houston, Texas, maybe South Carolina, maybe Miami, Florida. I don't know. I want a nice girl with a big chest, big, symmetric, natural chest, good looking, a Jewish girl, that I can make my family with her, that I can have like two beautiful children from her, a nice woman, decent, that knows how to cook, how to clean, how to be a housewife. And it's called in the Bible, Eshet Chayil. That's how it's called in the Bible. It's called like a good wife. That's what I want. A good wife that will take care of me. I will take care of her. That's all what I want. But you can't get it anymore. Like the feminism today, if you're not ultra rich, if you're not getting a Ferrari, if you're not doing everything she wants, she dumps you and she goes to your friend, to your best friend, and then from your best friend to the other guy on the Instagram, on the Tinder, on the Facebook, I don't know where. She gets like 1,000 what men have in the pants. That's what she gets in Israel. And I think all around the world, but in Israel, the women are so toxic. They are cursing the men. They are harassing the men. They are bullying the men. They talk in a bad way. They have really bad behavior. It's really hairy, like, really, don't come to Israel, really. So, guys, we need to be united. We need a Telegram group. And I tell all of you, follow me on YouTube. My name on YouTube is T.M. Chezi. T-N-H-E-Z-I. And on Instagram, it's Chezi T.N. You can translate my post to English. I am a very right-wing guy in Israel. I believe in the right wing. I believe in the white, a worldwide, right wing. I prefer all the right wing, even the extremist right wing parties from those leftist, gays, feminist, communist that's controlling the world. That's what I prefer. But what we need is a men, right wing men, union, Telegram group. We all can meet, be united, and let's make the world like it used to be 60 years ago, 50 years ago, even 40 years ago. It was a lot better than all the false accusations we see in the courts and in the police against men. Men are being hunted. Men are being hunted in our days. And I call all of you, follow me on YouTube, TN Chezi, I need your help. We need to be united. We need to change things. It can't be that this old grandpa, communist, Joe Biden, the communist, sitting in the White House and he give all our taxes, all our tax we pay for single mommies and for women that are making and false accusations against men. It can be that this Grandpa Joe Biden is taking all the United States and Israel and all the world money and give it to his single mommies, to his single communist mommies, and for women that want, the only thing they want is to make money on the back of the men and make false accusations against men. It's unbelievable what's going on right now. It's unbelievable. Really, so unbelievable. And people don't recognize it. People all the day are on their phones, looking on the phones, what's going on, working on the fake news, on the social media and the media that making a fake news all the time. That's what they see. They see all these lies. So people, follow me. Let's change things. We need to change. We need to change, guys. It's unbelievable. We need to change. We need to change. This Grandpa Joe Biden, I don't know how he's the president of the United States. I don't say Trump was better. Trump didn't do anything for men. Trump didn't do anything for man rights. He just talk and talk and talk. He's a nice guy, but he just talk. And now Joe Biden is keeping, give our money to single mommies, give our money to women, to feminist women, and what he's doing is taking the money and pay for the demonstrations of feminist women, that miserable feminist women that are destroying our life, that they are getting married with their dog. It's unbelievable what's going on. And in Israel, it's the same thing. Now in Israel, the left is controlling the left, and the Muslims are controlling the countries, our country. We are being hunted today in Israel by feminists, by gays, by leftists, by communists, and by Arabs. All Muslims, Arabs. That's what's going on here. It's really in hell. And we all, the men, need to be united, and we need to be ready, to be ready for the big day where, when everything will explode. And this day, I think, will come in 1, 2, 3 years. Everything will explode, and the real men will go out to the streets and will take care of the governments. That's what will happen. The real men will go out to the streets, will demonstrate, and will show their power in a legal ways, no violence at all, in a legal ways. All the men will go out to the street, and they will explode with demonstrations on their governments, and then we will see men power again. So we need to open a Telegram group, like I said, to be united and change things. Change, talk, but we need a change, a big change.